Mima. Asher ain't bo mum, doesn't have a mum on it. Asher li'ola oleha oil. That didn't have a burden on top of it. So Rashi says over here, Zeis chukas ha'teira. Why does it say Zeis chukas ha'teira? V'shasotn v'umus ha'ayla mo'inin es Yisrael. They chapter klali, so they start up with the mo'imah mo'ah mitzvah Zeis. U'matam yeshba. What's this mitzvah? What reason does it have? L'ficha chasav b'chukah. That's why it says a chukah there. G'zeirim v'fanai. This is a decree from me. Vein l'harachorei. I'm not supposed to think about the reasons. So number one, you have to understand, what's that if they chep a klal Yisrael dafka with this mitzvah? Like, what do they want from this mitzvah that they chep a klal Yisrael? Number two, the Arachayim HaKadosh asks a question over here. Why does it say, Zoyz Kukas HaTorah? It's the chayk of the Torah. We're talking about Parah Adum in particular. Zoyz Kukas HaTahara would have been more appropriate. Zoyz Kukas HaParah would have been more appropriate. So after the Arachayim HaKadosh gives a lengthy shot and why it says Zeis Kukas HaTorah, which you once spoke about, he says that it could be there's also a remez over here. B'derech remez, the Torah is trying to tell us that if Klal Yisrael is Mekayim this mitzvah, which is a chayk, without a reason whatsoever, we understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it if they were Mekabel Kol HaTorah Kulo. Because when you Mekayim a mitzvah without a reason, it shows that you believe in Hashem, and you want to be Mekayim the Rotz and Habayri, this is a simon for everywhere else. So it says, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. This is the chayk of the Torah. If you're Mekayim this, something which you don't understand, that's a simon that you want to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, which is the Rotz and HaKadosh Baruch. So Chaim Shmulevitz explains, what's the Pshat Taka? Why is this a simon on Kol HaTorah Kula? He says, mitzvah is that we're Mekayim that we understand. It's Lav Davki at a sinning that we're being Mekayim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. We're doing it because we understand that it's a good tzach, al piseichu, it's a good war to have, it's a good tzach to do. But if you Mekayim something when you don't understand the reason, you're doing it anyway, you don't know that it's good necessarily, you don't know it's for your tayelas or for the tayelas of the world, you're doing it anyway. Why are you doing it? You're only doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it. So when you're Mekayim a chayk, and this is the ultimate of chayk, that even Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti Echkam of Yerachayk Amimani, the ultimate of chayk, that's why the Torah says over here, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. Rechayim Shmulevitz brings down, the Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, that the Shiva Mitzvah B'nai Noyach, if let's say they're Mekayim it because it makes sense, it's a good thing, shouldn't kill, you shouldn't steal, you know, there shouldn't be Gili Arayas. It's a good thing to have, it's good for society. If they're Mekayman of that, then they're not considered a Ger Toshav, and they're not considered Mechaside Umus Oilam, and not from the Echachom. So he passed the Rambam. You have to be Mekayman, because this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzavit, Aydei Moshe Mipiakvur. So, even mitzvahs that are sichlis, that you see clearly what they are, you have to be Mekayman, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. So if he does, it's understandable. Number one, Baruch Haim HaKadosh says, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, it's a symbol for the entire Torah. They were Mekayim because Hashem commanded it. But it's also understandable why the Umas HaOlam B'davka start up with this mitzvah over here. Because this mitzvah shows that we're special. We're Mekayim the Rotzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same Rotzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without making sense. The Umas HaOlam, when Hashem asked me, you want to be Mekabel the Torah? They first asked, what does it say there? Or it doesn't stem with our thing. The B'nai Yisrael do it, it's a chayk. This is what defines the B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael more so than any, they're different than everybody else. We're Mekayim the Torah, not just because we understand it, we're Mekayim it because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from us. Lefi, this is also will be mavura a different diuk. It says v'yikhu eilecha para adum v'tmima. They should take to you. What is this taking to you? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't actually do the processing. It was the Sgan Kohen that did it. Sgan Kohen Gadol that did it. So what's the mitzvah v'yikhu eilecha? The Teretz says because this mitzvah symbolizes who Moshe Rabbeinu was. Vayomos Moshe Eben Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him Eben Hashem. He was the ultimate in being mevatel his egin eretzaynus, being mevatel his own machshava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memeila v'yikhu eilecha. It represents what the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he had inculcated in the rest of Klal Yisrael. I'm doing it because I'm being mevatel myself totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings down over here a famous chazal. Tovei ho'emu tekaneach al bino. What's pshat? Cheta ego, the terrible damage to Klal Yisrael. So the reason for Moshe Darshan said, the reason for Parah Aduma is, Tovei ho'emu tekaneach al bino. Let the mother come, the Parah Aduma, let her come, and let her wipe up the mess that the eagle created. So the question is, how does Parah Aduma wipe up the mace of the Cheta ego? So Yaakov Kamenetsky says, "Al pi the drosh and the Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Hey says, on the pasuk Ani Amarti Elokim Atem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, I thought that you're like Malachim Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, and that you're beyond Misa, you're Lamaila, you're Mufka from the Malach Hamades. However, by the Cheta Egel, you ruined your Maisim, Ochein Koodam Tamusim. You're going to end up dying like regular people." You were mamash on the madrega of Eloiki, of Malachim, but the Cheta Egel brought you back down to earth, and now you're B'nai Samusa, now you have to die. Ochein Kodim Tamusim. So it comes out, by Maimon Har Sinai, it was Poska Zuhama. The poison of the snake, the poison of the snake of the Eitz Hadas became Baka. And the mamash reached the madrega with, you know, Chorus Alaluchos, Cheirus Mi'etzahara, Cheirus Mi'malach HaMavis, they were free of all that. The Cheta Egel brought them back down again to earth. So Mimela, it comes out that the whole Indian of Misa came about because of the Cheta Egel. So, therefore, since every Misa is Maska, the Cheta Egel, whoever is Misasik with the mace, he came in contact with the Cheta Egel. That tumor represents a contamination that came about because of the Cheta Egel. So the Parah Aduma wipes away that contamination that came about from the Cheta Egel that was caused by the Misa. It means in every Indian of Tumah, an Indian of Tumah's mace, there's a remembrance of the Cheta Egel because it was the Cheta Egel that was Gairim Tumah. Without the Cheta Egel, there wouldn't have been Tumah's mace. It became Batel and Mevutel. Cheta Egel is Gairim Misa. It's Gairim the contamination that comes about from Misa. Parah Aduma wipes that up and cleans away any remembrance of the Cheta Egel. Zayis ha-Teira Adam Kiyamuz Ba'oyel. This is the Teira, a man that dies in an oil, Kol Asher Ba'oyel, Yitma, anything that's in the tent, will become Tamei. It's a famous Gemara, Mesechus Brachos, Daf Samech Gimel Amid Aleph. Zayis ha-Teira, this is the Teira. In whom is the Teira Mekuyim? Adam Kiyamuz Ba'oyel, someone that's willing to kill himself for Teira. Ein Divrei Teira Miskaynim, the Reitaira does not have a lasting kiyum. Ela b'mishamemis asmei aleim. Somebody's willing to kill himself for Taira, that is in whom there is a kiyum of Taira. The simple shot is that in order to be zayichet to Taira, really, a person has to give up all tanugei elam hazeh. The more he's memayit in tanugei elam hazeh, like Chazal say, kachi darka shel Taira, pas v'melech toichal, bread and salt, mayim b'msura tishteh, water in measure, not too much. Alar is tishon. Ima to oisekein. Ashrecha ba'ilam hazeh, v'toyv lech ba'ilam abba. Somebody once asked the God, you know, how's it? Meila, toyv lech ba'ilam abba, I can understand, but what's ashrecha ba'ilam hazeh? You're giving up all tanurim. So he says, first you do it, ima to oisekein. If you actually do it, then you can first understand. If he's standing on the outside, he says, how am I going to get by without my pizza? How am I going to get by without this and without that? You know, from the outside, you can't understand that. It's only ima to oisekein, then you can understand. It takes on a totally different picture. But that's not the eager point I wanted to speak about. You can say over a famous Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim has a different angle. In Ein HaTorah Miskayem, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayem, Elo B'Mishmei Misasmei Olam. And he says it over with a mashal. He says, there was once a fellow, he was already getting on in years a little bit, and he heard a drasha from the Rav. Rav gave a whole drasha, how eventually we're going to come to Olam Habo, we're going to have to give an accounting of our days, and the only way to do that is for Isaac and Torah and mitzvahs, and we strengthen our Liman HaTorah. That way we could come and we don't have anything to be embarrassed about in the Olam Ha'emes. The fellow took it to heart. He said, listen, I'm getting already older. I'm getting older in years. I better do something. So he made up starting the next day after davening, 2 hours Seder and learning. He has to go and open up the store. He says, that'll wait. He sits down. After davening, he has a knacky-dicky 2 hours Seder, sits and learns Mishnayos, Gemara, whatever.
comes to the store, there's a whole line waiting, the door's not open. And by this time, his wife was already alerted that his customer's waiting, the husband's out here. What happened? What happened to you? He said, nothing, nothing. I have to take care of something. This repeats itself the second day. And again, you know, what happened? How come you're not here? I have something important to take care of. Finally, you know, for the fourth day, she says, this can't go on. We're going to lose customers. He said, what are you doing? So he says, I was kaveya a seder for learning. He said, how can you do it on the, you know, the cheshbon of business? So he tells her like this. Picture the marshal of Friday after davening, the Malach HaMavis would come to me and say, you know, Remendel, your time has come. Time to go. Am I going to be able to tell him I can't? Not his customers waiting. I have to take care of the stuff to open the store. Business. No, you can't say that. You know, when time comes to go, you got to go. So he told his wife, picture that for these 2 hours a day, the Malach HaMavis came. You know, the Malach HaMavis is here. Picture I'm not here and I'm removed from the world for these 2 hours. And after that, I'll take care of it. But for right now, you know, it's like the Malach HaMavis took me. So the Chofetz Chaim, that's Shadein HaTorim, is Kayem, is El B'Mishim, is Atzmai Olam. If a person is going to sit down to learn, but he's still part of Olam Hazeh, then this telephone call, and this thing, this guy comes up with this thing and that thing, and the thing does not have a kiyum. If you want Torah to be Miskayemes, say a person designates an hour, 2 hours, or whatever it is, but those 2 hours, he's dead, kalapi the rest of the world, and then he's really alive. That's his reason. Then from that comes the real chiyus. But if a person is still within the world, he's still alive to others, you know, while he's learning, and everybody can come up with their, you know, Mishigas and Mishas and Isit him, and he has to be mafsik for this and mafsik for that. If he's alive to the world, such a type of a Torah is diluted. It's Torah, but it's diluted, and there's a hefsik in between. You know, anyone that learns for an hour without stop, mamish, you could feel it in you. You could feel it. You feel like, you know, it's like it's mitari. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Ein Torah miskayemes ela b'mishamemes atzma yoleh. Those 2 hours or 1 hour, whatever it is, kalapi the world, you're dead. You don't exist. And all asachim become bottle. Everything becomes bottle. Also, it's the yidua that the Torah has a koyach of tahara. It's a koyach of being a tahara person. Right? So what happens if a person goes to the mikvah and there's a chatzitza on him? So mikvah's not mitahara. If a person learns and there's hefsekim in the middle, it's begetter of a chatzitza. You know, he's learning, but there's other things involved. Those look the Chofetz Chaim, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes, Ela B'Mishamemes Atzmei Olam. Shteitin Posik, V'chol Kli Posuach, any open vessel in the tent, Asher Ein Psil, Asher Ein Posil Tzomit Olav, there is no cover fastened on it, Tomei Yuhi becomes Tomei. So the Chofetz Chaim used to say, we find in numerous places that a human being is considered like a kli cheres. Cheres is earthenware. Person is made out of earth. Marshal ki cheres. We say it in the Yom Nairon de Kedavanin. He's compared to a kli cheres. He says the Torah over here is saying a remez to this. This kli cheres, this Adam, if he wants to remain tahor, he has to know how to keep his mouth shut. Kol kli pasuah, if the keli is open, if the mouth is constantly open, Asher Ein Tumit Posel Olav, you don't have the fastening on it, the covering of that opening. If it's not there, then the thing becomes Tumit. Why? Because if a person uses his Koyach HaDibur constantly, and he's not Shomer on it, it's Olul to speak Lashon Hara, which brings terrible Nega on the person into the world. It's Olul to speak Dvarim B'Teilim, it's Olul to speak Dvarim Nevol, it's all kinds of things that a person can speak. Right? So a person has to realize that he's a klipa suach, but there has to be a covering on top of it. And as long as there's a covering on top of it, then he remains safe. That's the Yetzer. So there you do a ritzel of Petterberger. When he first came to Eretz Yisrael, he got a tremendous Kabbalah upon him, the Daily Adors coming to Eretz Yisrael. So right away they wanted to hear him speak. So he said, "Me yomai, all my years, I was shomer. I only spoke because mine had two shomerim on my tongue, my teeth, and my lips. But now that I've gotten older, I only have one shomer on my tongue. I'm much more zohir not to speak so quickly." my Rosh Hashiva of Gifta Zatzal. He once said over, he was by a Musa Shmuz of a big Baal Musa. And after a while, he had to run out of us. He says, the real Bali Musa in the olden days would weigh every word. So the Marshal, imagine, he gives a drush, Chazal Zodm. Oiba Mensch. Gate. Between every two words, there was a gap of about, but they meant it seriously. They weighed every word literally. You know, that's the pshad. You know, a person has to be careful and to be very, very frugal with his words. Unfortunately, today, you know, the Yetzirah is a goinot. Yetzirah is the biggest genius, makes fools of all of us. I mentioned this already numerous times. Shlomo HaMelech calls him the Melech Ksil. So Rosh Salanter asks Melech Ksil. He's a fool. He's the slyest, slickest, trickiest, you know, being there is in this world. So Rosh Salanter types Melech Ksil. He's the Melech over the Ksilim. Because he makes fools out of all of us. So the HRs are going nuts and he invented the cell phone. You know, where people literally, if they had time to think at one point in history, that's become totally bottled now. Why? Because that draws a person, his mouth is constantly open. All over. In the streets, it's in the stores, it's in the whatever. And very often, oblivious to the rest of the world while they're talking, their most private issues are divulged barabim b'nei raisi b'bosnei shemati, walking in the store or whatever, you know, that is the goyness of the Yetzirah, where people totally lose themselves. But that's what the Torah is warning us about over here. Chol kli pasuach, there's got to be a covering to it, and there's got to be a limit to how much a person talks, and he has to very, very much guard his koyach hadibur. The pasuk speaks about when Klal Yisrael was menatzeach over Melech Sichon. Tremendous victory over Melech Sichon. Gibor Adir. There was a tremendous victory over him. Al Ken Yomru HaMoishlam Bayu Cheshbain. Moishlam are the poets. They used to say Bayu Cheshbain. This was a song of victory that Bilam and his father Ba'ar composed in honor of Sichon. When Sichon conquered the lands of Amon Moav, they composed a tremendous song in his honor. Al Ken Yomru HaMoishlam Bayu Cheshbain. So Chazal, from this poetry in honor of Sichon, they learned that Dvar Musar D'Lechayr has no shaykhs to the poem. The poem is in honor of Sichon. Chazal say to Gemara in the sentence of the Basra, that I am Chesam at days, Al Ken Yomru HaMoishlam Zon Chazal, Eilu HaMoishlam B'Yitzram. This is referring to the people that rule over the Yetzirah. Bayu Cheshbain. Literally, it means come to Cheshbain. That was the capital of Sichon. Bayu Cheshbain. Bayu v'nachshev Cheshbain Hishalaylam. Let's make the Cheshbain of the world. What's the Cheshbain of the world? It says, Hefsid mitzvah kineged schara. What you lose by doing the mitzvah, take a look how much the schara is going to be because you lost so much because of it, you're going to get schara. The schara aveira kineged hefsedem. What you gain from an aveira, look at what the loss is going to be at the end. Bayu v'nachshev Cheshbain Hishalaylam. So first of all, I once heard a gevaldig pshat. What does this mean? Bayu v'nachshev cheshbein eshel oylam. Let's make the cheshbein of the world. What world are we talking about? Does the whole world make such a cheshbein that is called cheshbein eshel oylam? What does it mean? Bayu v'nachshev cheshbein eshel oylam. So I heard a meridik pshat. There's a gemara in Masechtas Nedarim Daf Tesa Midbeis. The gemara says over there, Shimon HaTzadik said, Miyomai, all my life, I never ate the carbon asham of a nazir tamei. Because usually they mean shaloi l'shem shamayim and they make the nether. I wasn't comfortable with eating the carbon. It might have been really not a carbon chulam bazara, except for one person. Who is this one person? One time someone came to me. He was a nazir hadarim, a nazir from the south. His hair was beautiful, he was very good looking. So I told him, my son, what did you see fit to become a Nazir? So he told me his life's history. I was a Raya, whatever. I took care of my father's sheep. One time I went down to the water and I saw my reflection in the water, how beautiful I looked. My Yitzhara got the better of me. He says, well, what are you doing here as a shepherd? Go out into the world. You can enjoy life with your good looks and so on. So I told him, Russia, Lama Atom is Goeba Oilam Shayna Shocha. Why are you trying to make yourself great in a world which is not yours? Immediately I made up, I'm going to get rid of this beautiful hair, I'm going to be a Nazir. That was the Lashem Shemaim that Shimon HaTzadik spoke about. So what was this biggest bias that Shimon HaTzadik had in this Nazir? So HaKadosh Rav Daniel Movshevitz, he was the Mashgiach in Kelm, one of the Menalim in Kelm. So Kadosh, he said pshat that Shimon HaTzadik was mispoil from this expression, Russia, Loma Atom is Goa Ba'olam She'ena Shalcha. You might be a good Balgaivanik and be Mizgoa in your world. That's the world of Gashmias. That's not my world. I live in a different world than you. Get out of my world. I don't want you affecting my world. My world is the world of Ruchnias. So Shimon HaTzadik was Mizpoa. Here's a man that drew a boundary. He says, your world is not my world. The world of glory, the world of Einik, the world of self-aggrandization, that's the outside world, that's not my world. That he was able to touch that up and tell it to the Yetzirah, that's what he was inspired from. I live in a different world. So that's the pshat over here. We're talking about a certain world. The world of Elu HaMoshlim B'Yitzram. I once heard from a Rav in Lake Rivan Zukim and Shlit, who said, you know, there's a Tosis in Septus who's Maxim Ha'olam. The world asks. The world asks. Billions of people that don't ask the Kasha. Maxim Ha'olam means the world, the important world, the world of Ruchnias. Marshall, he gave an example, the World Series. You know, every October there's the World Series. What world? Most of the world's not interested in baseball. That's every world. It's his own world. The world of baseball has its World Series. So when it says over here, we're talking about the people, the special people of the world. It's a small world. It's the world of Ruchnias. But that's the Boyu V'Nachshav Cheshbeinu Shalom. But Rav Elia Lopyan says a pshat over here, what connection does this Cheshbin Cheshbeinu Shalom have to do with the Mice of Sichin? No Shaykhs, Mamish. Here's a song that they composed, because Sichin had a victory over Amun and Moav. You know, and from that Chazal drew up a totally different conclusion than a Shaykhs to Ruchnias. There's no Shaykhs to Sichin, who was a Tomei and a Russia. What's the pshat over here? So Leib Elio says, a Mayri Dikib Shat. Elio Lopyan, Zeketzalik Levrach. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Gittin, Daflamet Ches, Amun u'moyav tiharu b'sichayim. Amun and Moav, we were not allowed to conquer them. It says, Al totzer es Moav, you're not allowed to conquer Amun either. Not allowed to. So how then at the end did we conquer Amun and Moav? They became mutter for us to conquer through sichayim. Because Kolzman, they were their own nations. We were not allowed to attack them to conquer their land. But once sichayim went and attacked them, and he conquered them, so now the land belonged to sichayim. Now it became mutter, Amun u'moyav tiharu b'sichayim. They became mutter through sichayim. Now that we conquered sichayim, we took the lands over from him. It says, imagine to yourself, sichayim, when they had that major victory, and they were singing these songs of honor, in his honor. Oh, he was at the top of the world. Little did he realize that he was only given this opportunity to be there temporarily so that the B'nai Yisrael should be able to conquer over him. Had he realized that, his simcha would not have been so great, B'shas Maisa. So, Dr. Belia, it's the same thing when a person is right of Tanugia Olam Hazeh. B'shas Maisa, Amish required, who knows what, and at the time he feels good. But he forgets that this is only temporary. You know, what you acquire over here in Ruchnias, the Chayei Olam Nata B'Seichenu, the Ruchnias that lasts forever, that you've had accomplished. But someone that's a Reidev Tanugim, and he's only interested in the Gashmis, the Kechalakim of the world, it's a temporary thing. So from that we could learn from Sichon, you could learn how to make the real cheshbon of the world. Don't make the cheshbon of the world with temporary goods. Temporary goods are not going to remain with you. You have to make cheshbonu shel olam, something that lasts forever, and that's something that we could learn from Sichon. Vayidaber ha'am. That, just say one more short machshava. It says, Kachas Amata, after the Ptira of Miriam, it says, Kachas Amata, V'dibartem al Asela le'eneya, speak to the stone in front of the eyes of the Bnei Yisrael, V'nosa name of it will give off water, V'hitzeso lehemayim in Hasela. So the Mepharshim ask a question, why Taki? I mean, one of the Mepharshim says the mistake of Moshe Rabbeinu was that originally, when they were originally in the Midbar, Hashem told them to hit it. So he thought that that was also permissible here. But what's Taki the Pshat? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him to hit it, L'chadkila, and now he told him to speak to it? Also, the Lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to Moshe Na'an Yan Le'hemantam B'la'akdisheni. If you would have spoken to it, that would have been a gevaldige kiddush shem shemayim. You only hit it. It's taka such a big chilek in neis. If you hit a rock and water comes out, or if you speak to the rock. I mean, the chilek in neis is not really that great. Like, what's the pshat? What's the difference between the two? So I once saw Mary the Kipshat. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to hit the stone, that was before Matan Torah. And this was talking about La'acha Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the Bnei Yisrael and the whole Mahalach, even though it was a Mahalach of Neis, but there was still some physical aspect as far as the Bnei Yisrael. It was before Matan Torah. So there, Hashem told Moshe to do a physical action. But after Matan Torah, the whole world became subjugated to the Koyach HaTorah. And then, Dibur alone is what does it. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Chulin, that Pinchas Ben Yair was on his way to a Pidyon Shvuyim. He came to the river Ginoi. He says, Ginoi, split your water so I can go and do my mitzvah. He says, oh, who do you think you are? He says, you're doing your mitzvah, but I have a mitzvah to flow. So he said, if you don't split your waters, I'll be geyser on you. You're never going to have any water flowing through you forever. Right away, the Ginoi split. So the Mepharshim speak out over there. What's the pshat? Well, heard the Ginoi was right. I have a mitzvah to flow. The answer is that with the Koyach HaTorah, Pinchas Ben Yair is going with the Koyach HaTorah, you have to subjugate your Koyach to the Koyach HaTorah. After Matan Torah, the Bria became totally tuffle, totally secondary to Torah. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show with Daber El HaSela. Now, you don't have to do any physical work. The Etzem Dibur, the request of the stone, to the stone, shows that the Bria, the physical Bria, is Batul Mevutul Teruchnis. That's why in the beginning it was with hitting, and now it was with speaking. So it wasn't just the neis, the chilek between hitting and talking to it. It represented a whole hashkaf of kiddush shem shemayim. That after Matan Torah, the Torah becomes batul mevutul to the bria. The ma'aser, the Davni Nezer, one time was learning with his Talmud, the Chelkas Yayev. They're learning, and he had a child that was mamish burning up with fever, very sick. So the Rebbetzin comes screaming to him in the middle, you know, how can you just sit here and learn? Our baby is sick, whatever. So he got up, and he put his hands on the kid's thing, and he said, a tefillah, whatever, he davened. And the kid got better. So he told his Talmud, it would have happened anyway by our learning, sitting and learning over here. But the Rebbetzin got agitated, had to be Mephias or whatever. But Be'emes, it would have happened anyway. The Koyach HaTorah is such, of course, it's not always. I mean, we have to make our Aristotle's by Gedolim and by people that are Bali Mandrega. You know, Taka works automatically. But that's the Indian of speaking to the rock, that you don't have to do a physical action. The very fact that you say it, the Bria is Mevatel itself to the Koyach HaDibur, someone that has the Koyach HaTorah behind him. A guten Shabbos, everybody.